back. We're back up and running here on the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We have with us Larry B. Craft. And Larry, we've got our call stacking up. I'm surprised since, like I said, I didn't announce the call number. But these guys, you know, they've got pencils. Everybody listens to this show is very literate, and they see all this stuff. But if you want to give us a call, and your pencil was broke last week, you can join us here on the show at 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And now that Larry and I have done a great deal of celebrating on a couple of great outcomes this week, and potentially a clean sweep on the Snipes case on an appellate level, maybe even on a post-trial level, Larry. You know, if he's got a real solid shot, the trial judge might decide to make it a full grand slam.
Yeah.
So, but if it's all right with you, Larry, why don't we go grab a couple of these callers and see what they've got on their minds.
Let's go.
All right, Adam in Washington. How are you, Adam?
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon to you.
And my congratulations to Mr. Beecraft.
Appreciate it.
Great news. All right, my question is on the meaning of income. Now, I'm looking at the IRS regulations that go along with Section 61.
All right.
And it says that wages, salaries, are income to the recipients unless excluded by law.
All right, back up a little ways on that section that you're looking at, mm-hmm. and see if you don't find the terms derived from.
No, I'm looking at section 1.61-2, and the beginning of the sentence is wages, comma, salaries, and then it lists some other things. And the end of the sentence is our income to the recipients unless excluded by law.
Okay. Hey, have you got, what kind of research materials do you have available, Adam?
That I'm reading right now or in general?
No, that you have.
I'm reading selected federal taxation statutes and regulations.
Do you have a CD and that's what you're looking at?
No, I've got a hard copy bound book.
Well, what I would suggest that you do, you know, I know that there's an organization called Truth Attack.
Okay.
And Truth Attack just happens to be run by Tommy Cryer. And then you can get from Truth Attack some very, very important CDs. One CD has all of the old tax regulations. Starting in 1913, you know, when the 1913 income tax came out, there was a set of regulations that were used to interpret and maybe to enforce that 1913 Act. Those regs were Regs 33, Regulations 33. Then when the 1916 and 1917 Acts came out, you know, there was a set of regulations for those. And then when the 1918 Act came out, there was a set of regulations for those. And so you have all these acts from 21, 24, 26, 28, 32, 34, 36, and 38 in the 39 Code. Every time an act came out, there was a set of regulations that came along with them. And you will have on this CD that's available to you through Truth Attack. And isn't the contribution something like $50, Tommy?
That's right. As a matter of fact, a caller earlier had left a message to the effect that he wanted to know how he could get both the notorious notebook that the court required us to turn over to the government, my trial book, and your searchable code and regs. And we're gonna cover that. But this is as good a time as any. And
well,
basically,
hey, we got a break coming up.
Yes,
hang
we
on,
do.
Adam,
and
we're gonna
hold Adam over, Mike, because we're not done with him yet.
Nope.
And we'll be right back after this break.
The It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Again, this is a Live Free Zone, and this is Tom Cryer, and we have Larry Beecraft on, and we're talking to Adam from Washington.
Hey, Tom, and, can I take off on this? I really want to say something here in reference
yeah,
to
that. Yeah, and that's what we're fixing to do right here.
Okay, well,
where we left off.
This is something I've been preaching about for years. You know, I don't mean any criticism, Adam, but, you know, there's a point I need to make here. I fault the tax movement, the freedom tax movement. I fault the, quote, income tax, unquote, professionals in this country. Everybody lives with the blooming 1986 code. And you know what the Supreme Court says about this? That's wrong. And apparently I'm one of the few people in America that follows what the Supreme Court has to say, because I don't limit myself to just the 86 code or the 54 code or anything else like that.
Well,
I consider the whole
shooting
match. And the Supreme Court says the tax laws are to be construed in pari materia with each other. That means you just can't look at the, you know, one act by itself. You got to consider the whole shooting match, which is all of the tax acts. And that's what has been assembled on this disc that's available from Truth Attack. Now let me tell you a problem that we have. The 86 code that's in effect right now, all it is the renamed. In 1986, there's an act that says, hey, the 54 code, its name is hereby changed to the 86 code. Mm-hmm. Well, the 54 code, which was adopted in August of 1954, you know what it is? It is nothing more than the reshuffled 39 code. For example, if you took the 39 code that was in effect in late July of 1954 and took some scissors to it and cut out not only sections but subsections, and then after you had everything completely cut apart, you kind of shuffled it like a deck of cards and mixed it up, and then you made word changes. Of course, it all remains the same. It legally, it means the same. But now you for purposes of clarification, but it still means the same. You make these word changes for simplicity's purposes. You know, now you create a big problem for people. The 54 code is nothing more than the reshuffled 39 code. But the 39 code is nothing more than the codification of the 1938 Act. Now, the 38 Act was a tax, imposed a tax that was in lieu of the one that was imposed in 1936. The 1936 was a tax that was in lieu of the one that was imposed in 1934. The 1934 was in lieu of the 32. The 32 was in lieu of the 28. The 28 was in lieu of the 26. The 26 was in lieu of the 24. The 24 was in lieu of the 21. The 21 was in lieu of 1918, and 1918 simply imposed a tax in lieu of the ones that had been imposed in 1916 and 1917. So now you have the real gist of all this is what the tax that was imposed back in 1916 is the one that we've got in effect today. And that's all got to be considered. Now, when you take a look at all those tax acts, you start off with, you know, some tax acts, you know, 10 or 15 pages long. And by the time you get up to the 39 code, it's 504 pages long. And by the time you get up to the 54 code, when it gets adopted in 1954, it's, you know, double that. But all of this has to be taken into consideration. And I'll bring all this up because you're talking about Section 61. Now, if you would get that CD from Truth Attack, this is what you would see. You know, all the tax acts, if you go back into the past, you know, like start off with 1918 and 1921, you know, the definition, even though Congress can't define income, you know, they at least, you know, describe it in some fashion in section, what ultimately was Section 22 of the 39 Code. And they said it was gains. This is what the prior statute said: gains, profits, and income derived from wages, salaries, compensation for services. Now, that's a real important point, because all you have today, you know, let me ask you this, Adam, what are the first words of Section 61 of the code?
The statute, except as otherwise provided in the subtitle.
Right! Except as otherwise provided! And most people, in discussions, nobody except as otherwise provided. What is otherwise provided? Now, I want to, what I'd like for you to do is this. Gains, profits, and income is, you know, kind of a phrase that I use. It's a real good description of what income is, you know, especially according to what the Supreme Court said in Eisner against Maycomber. You know, the definition provided in Eisner is the constitutional definition for income. And that's been incorporated into the all these various old tax acts. You know, from the 1918 all the way up to the 39 code, income was described in this fashion: gains, profits, and income derived from wages, salaries, compensation for services. Now, what they did if you had the old tax acts, for example, if you had the 39 code, and let me just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, including you, Adam, all of these tax acts exist. And if you want to go over to my website, you can find some posted on the Internet. But, you know, if you don't want to do that, you can go over to whatistaxed.com. And you can download all of these old searchable regulations and a whole bunch of the tax acts. You can get that off the net. Or if you want it in the way that it really should be possessed, so to speak, it should be on CD, and it is on CD, and it's available through Truth Attack. But if you would just take some of those old tax acts. Now, I know that the tax acts are word searchable, because I personally spent many months going line by line through all the tax acts and taking PDF images and converting them to text and then comparing all by the text conversion and making them look as much like the original as you possibly could. So I do know for a fact, as somebody that has read every word of all of the major tax acts, you know, that I can tell you I've done that. But I know for a fact that these tax acts are available even on the net and they're word searchable. So what my suggestion to you is this. Get some of those old tax acts, and including there's even posted over on, you go over to John Rowland, and he's got a January or February 2002, big thick file, version of the 1986 code, and download that. And then do a search for, you know, use the search parameters. These are PDF images, and the way you do searches in PDF images, you know, you hit the little, what is it, the binoculars on a PDF thing, and then a search bar will show up on the side. And then use the search terms gains, profits. And let me tell you, those words did not vanish from the 54 code. The gains and profits and income derived from wages, salaries, and compensation for services, that was the congressional description of income in Section 22 of the 39 Code, that still exists today. Although, you know, I must admit that Congress in 1954, as I told you a minute ago, you know, they took Section 22 and, you know, cut it up. And now they got gains and profit posted over in different parts of the current code that we've got. And I think it's real important for people to just pull out a PDF image of, you know, you can pull it down off of John Rowland's website, or you can go over to What Is Tax, get that, and just do a word search on gains, profits, and a picture will emerge. That's point number one. Now let me address the regulations. Also available from Truth Attack are these. You can get, Adam, what kind of, when you say you're looking at the regulations, are you looking at something that's published by Commerce Clearinghouse or something like that?
No, it's published by West.
Okay. Well, okay. Wouldn't you like to, for a minimal cost, be, you know, when you go to the law library, you can pull out the official version of the tax regulations. And yeah, wouldn't you like to have a PDF images of the exact official version of the regulations? Wouldn't you like to have that?
I actually have access to that right now.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Now, I would suggest, let me tell you, so, you know, I don't want to monopolize this one topic because this is a kind of a big topic, but I want to tell you something about tax regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Too many of them are interpretive regulations, and too many of them are far broader than the statute. And if you get the notorious, infamous notebook of Tommy Cryer, the one he used at his trial, Tommy likes to talk about this Calamaro case decided by the Supreme Court. You think you could interject a short discussion of the Calamaro case right now, Tommy?
Well, yeah, Calamaro just merely stated that regulations can't plug holes in a statute, and it can't extend a statute beyond its scope. Now, you've got 61, which the Treasury Department is now telling you we're going to interpret through their regulation. You got 61. It says that gross income is income derived from. Now, they're going to tell you that wages from compensation for services, but derived from, and they give that derived from backwards in 61 in order to make it disappear, but it's still there. But Calamaro, the Supreme Court, said that it's an absolute non-event. It said they cannot, just because they think Congress overlooked something, fill it in with a regulation. And that goes in with a strict interpretation. Now, you have another layer of skin on this thing, Adam, that I want to make that point with you when we get back from this break. But who can define income? And we'll get back to that in just a minute. And then we got other callers that we're going to have to jump to. But this is a big subject, like Larry said.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back and talking to Adam from Washington, and we've got Larry Beecraft on. And Adam, are you still with us?
I sure am.
Okay, great. What I want to do is put another layer of skin on this thing for you.
Okay.
And, you know, take a look and pull up Eisner versus McComber. If you get that notebook, it has the full text of every Supreme Court case in that notorious notebook is attached in there, along with other materials that you can use. But Eisner in the Supreme Court in 1920, the Congress had defined, Congress, not the regulations, but Congress itself, had defined income as including stock dividends. Now, the Supreme Court now is confronted with a specific statute, not a regulation interpreting a statute, but a specific statute that says that a stock dividend is income. And Congress didn't get away with that. The Supreme Court said, and this is still the law, this is a case that's still cited this year, but it says Congress cannot, by any definition it may adopt, conclude the matter as to what is and is not income, since it cannot, by legislation, alter the Constitution. Now, imagine the Congress coming out and passing a bill defining speech as pig Latin, and then the only way the First Amendment would protect what you had to say was if you said it in pig Latin. I know that's an extreme example, but it makes the point that the Supreme Court makes here. Congress cannot define income. Income is defined strictly by the Supreme Court. Now, in this particular instance, Congress says that Gross income is income. It doesn't attempt to define income. It says it's income derived from compensation for services. Well, then now along comes the Treasury Department, which is another generation removed from the only one it can define. And it attempts then to define what is income, or what is gross income, is income derived from compensation for services, and it slides that derived from out of there. But you'll find derived from, if you do a search on this tool that Larry has given us, it's a fantastic research tool for you. But if you go back and you look for terms such as derived from, you'll find that in the definition and determination of taxable income in 861 regs, and I think it's at 5 or 6, but it will point out that wages are, you know, listed among there, wages and salaries. But the preface to that was, and that's where I thought you were, the preface to that is that income derived from wages and salaries is income. Well, they still haven't figured out how to do that yet. And as a matter of fact, they can't do that, and that's why they have to call it 100% income, for which there's absolutely no legal basis.
So
if you take all of these things and put them together, then that interpretive provision, which is not binding substantive law because it's purely interpretive, you have to go back to 61 in the statutes. Now, I know you probably feel like you just got a sip of water out of a fire hose, but if you go back and you go through these tools that Larry and I have been describing and these authorities, the picture will come clearer.
Okay, one last question.
All right.
What is your authority for the proposition by the Supreme Court that one must look at all the historical statutes rather than just the current statute?
Well, historical statutes within the context of what the Supreme Court has given them parameters that they can and cannot operate within. And one of the things that they've told them you can't do is you can't define a constitutional term such as income. And then they proceeded to define it.
Adam, on that last question, you know, there's just a number of cases on the point that say, you know, you got to construe the tax laws and peri materia with each other. And in fact, I maintain you got to construe all law, all of the statutes at large. You know, only by reviewing all the statutes at large can you really come up with some real view of the law. But that's another matter. Hey, Adam, we're going to take another call, but I wanted to part with this shot. If you take the official regulations and you open up every volume, and they'll list all of the regulations that are going to be published in that volume, but after that list of the regulations, there will be a second list, and they'll say, you know, they'll list all of the possible regulations that can be what we would call legislative-type regulations. And they appear right after the list of all the regulations in that volume. And it'll start off and say, you know, these sections are based on specific provisions of the code, and they'll list them. Once you turn to that list, and of course I maintain that I can take some of those that they say are legislative type regulations, and I can make an argument they're really interpretive, but that's neither here nor there. If you want to know all those regulations that are legislative type regulations, they're in that list right after the list of all the regulations in the title. So, you know, I think if you will pull out, it'll be the second volume of the official statutes at large, and take a look at the regulations for Section 61, those Section 61 regulations will not be on that list of legislative-type regulations, and that's the perfect way to determine whether any given regulation is a legislative-type regulation or merely an interpretation of the Secretary of the Treasury or IRS.
Okay,
thank
well,
you very
thanks.
Much.
Thank you, Adam. Thanks for the call.
And I enjoy your show. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We'll be back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to the Life Free Zone. We are rolling again, and this is Tom Cryer. We have Larry B. Craft on with us. Boy, was that a caller or what? Talking about stirring the pot, Larry.
What?
But that was, you know, I'm going to apologize again to Adam for giving him a sip of water out of a fire hose, but that is such a complicated issue. And whenever you see these little anomalies that appear in the regulations, and because you're taking it out of context and not realizing the whole story, you know, that's how they mislead the public. And it just, but we didn't mean to overwhelm anyone. But it's just that complex. You know, we sat there and looked at about five or six facets and five or six layers of skin on the same question, same issue. But let's go back to the phone if it's all right, Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk to Brian in Georgia. How are you doing, Brian?
Hey, fine, thanks. Larry there too. I it's like having the legal dream team on one call here.
We work well together, you know, because we've got Larry's a microbiologist and I'm an ecologist. I'm a broad brush guy. I deal in general principles more than I do in specifics. He deals in specifics that I overlook. And between the two of us, if the left one don't get you, the right one will.
Yeah, Tommy, on one of your previous shows that I was listening to, I thought, and correct me if I'm wrong, I thought you had said that the courts had never ruled on the legality of the 16th Amendment. And, you know, while the 16th Amendment is not a defense or an argument that I would use anyway. I believe there is one case, Sullivan versus United States, in which the judge in that case, James Fox, said that it does not appear that the 16th Amendment was properly ratified.
I'm totally
familiar with that.
Is that what you asked me, Tommy?
Yeah, are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I'm the one that circulated that through the Patriot Amendment.
Okay.
I was talking to a fellow who had, you know, if you get those pages out of that transcript, there's a fellow that's standing there. He called me up and told me that Fox had made that comment, and so I asked him to send the transcript to me. So I PDF'd the transcript and sent it out over the Internet. I'm aware of that.
Okay.
I just saw who put it out there.
Citation Sullivan v. United States, and I guess that was maybe the one time that they have ruled on it, and since then the courts say it's a political issue and Congress says it's a legal issue.
There's a difference between saying something and ruling something. For example, you know, you've got a number of cases that say that wages are to income, but that none of them holds that. So I don't know whether or not you know, Larry, you can shed some light on this since you're familiar with that case. Was that a case of holding?
No, it wasn't. Here. I put you on off the speakerphone.
No, it wasn't a holding.
It was just that guy was just appearing before there was some discussion that came up. That isn't a holding in a case. You know, it was just basically it was courtroom chit-chat.
Okay.
Well, then that's what we call dictum. Or, you know, just additional
comments. It was just a hearing on a motion, and, you know, you got the court reporter in there, and the court reporter's, you know, even if somebody tells a joke, the court reporter's going to take it down, and if it's funny, the court reporter's going to be laughing when it's told. But, you know, hearings in court encompass a lot of talk, and that just came up, and that was a comment of the judge, and I thought it was worth memorializing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. But as far as I know, there hasn't been a holding to that effect. And I always stand to be corrected because I don't know 100% of all of the cases that have ever been ruled on. I haven't committed them to memory yet. But I thank you for the call, Ryan, and that I hope I clarified it.
That
has been said. It just hasn't been ruled on.
Okay. I understand the difference. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And now, I want to mention before we go to the next caller that, you know, we've talked about some tools here, the Notorious Notebook, and we've talked about Larry's searchable codes and regs, and those are available through truthattack.org. And what the way that we're using those in order to help, because we need to raise a lot of funds. In the next 6 weeks, we need to raise as much money as we raised all year last year in order to fund the projects that we have on the drawing board, such as Operation Stop Thief, which will be announced pretty soon here. And because we're going to be opening up a legal front, we're going to have to be doing a lot of publicity. So, but you can get a twofer on this deal, because while we're reworking our website so that we can give you a way to choose between a Notorious Notebook as a gift of appreciation for any gift or contribution in excess of $50, or Larry's searchable codes and regs, we don't have that capacity now until we get our website rebuilt. And so until we relaunch our website within the next month or so, any contribution to truthattack.org or to lifefreezone.com, where we're getting help in restoring, you know, my financial situation. Either one will provide both the Notorious Notebook and the CD with Larry's searchable codes and regs on it. A terrific research tool. Really makes things fast and easy. And but once the website gets rebuilt, then we'll be offering either. So for the time being, now's your chance to get in on a twofer and get two for the price of one, so to speak. We're not selling anything, but we are giving these things out as gifts of appreciation for any contribution of $50 or more. Now let's go to Bill in Idaho. Bill, are you still with us?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, and thanks so very much. Excellent.
And thank you for waiting.
I know you guys are so busy, and I hate to bother you, but it is somewhat related. And when you responded last week, of course, you know there would be somebody at the front door pounding to get in, and so necessarily your response I didn't catch. But in regard to that public plea, as Mr. Wetterout and a number of people have mentioned throughout the community, if not Sun Tzu, battles avoided or juries not having to be confronted, obviously a victory. In the case of a plea to some attorney, obviously Mr. Beecraft hasn't had the advantage of hearing the question initially by Dr. Richard Strand on Radio Liberty. You know, it does mention the concept of the regulation of the proceedings of the court to make exceptions to its jurisdiction. And I was wondering if it is even a worthwhile direction to go. I mean, considering what's going on to Federal Registry every week, you know, has another unconstitutional piece of garbage that needs to be opposed, and yet, you know, there's not enough time to do it. Oliver Ellsworth, Supreme Court in 1796, speaking to Congress, providing a rule to regulate our proceedings. And, you know, he didn't want it to be departed from.
Excuse me just a second, Bill, but what I'm going to ask you to do, because we are coming up on the close of the show, and we have a couple of callers we want to try to get to, is ask you to go ahead and cut to your question.
Well, I mean, is there anybody within, I mean, you fellas are so busy with the tax situation and that, is there anybody to address the Article 3, Section 2, Paragraph 2 discussion of the Constitution? Anybody within, you know, the legal profession that has standing to do something like that? I know you fellas are obviously involved up to your hips and don't have time.
What do you mean standing? You know, what is it that you want to get accomplished?
Well, the doctor is the one that's attempting to draw attention to this, to actually have the courts basically null and void if they do not constitutionally in spirit of that Constitution enforce you know, their rules, to enforce it by taking away jurisdiction in every further case or future case where it is broken.
Okay, who's doing this?
This is Dr. Richard H. Strand, EDD, public plea to some attorney. It's on RadioLiberty.com, Dr. Stan Monteith's site. There's a plea to some attorney. It's right underneath the intro page.
Okay, what are they wanting to get accomplished? I'm completely unaware of what this person's doing.
Sure. Well, to uphold the Constitution in the future, essentially having Congress recognize the original intent of the Federalist Papers, to cause the judges and government agencies with their own agendas, been misconstruing and ignoring the Constitution and eradicating many freedoms,
I think all we're going to be able to do on this one, since Larry isn't familiar what this gentleman is advocating or asking for.
Could you look at it?
But we do have those websites. And I'm not familiar either. I've never heard of any of these people that you've mentioned. Is that we can just plead ignorance of what they're talking about and what it is that you're talking about. Because
could you peek at it?
I know you're attempting your best to explain it, but it's mostly circumlocution. And but all we can do, I guess, on this one is just say, I don't know. Do you know, Larry?
No, I don't. Without looking, he's asking us to comment on some materials and an argument that I haven't even taken a look at, so I'm unable to comment right now.
Well, I'm really sorry, Bill. I'm sorry we don't have an answer for one. You stumped the band.
Could you look at it and then maybe in the future make a comment or what we should do as far as trying to find somebody?
I'll take a look at this Dr. Who strand.
Richard Strand. Strand.
I'll try to take a look at that if I can break loose for a little bit and get some time
Radio Liberty.
On a curiosity trip. I appreciate you bringing it to our attention.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call.
Bye-bye now.
And, we learn something every day, and I try to do that every day, and maybe today I'll learn something on something like that. But we'll find out what that's all about. And thanks. Now let's jump to South Carolina with Bob. Are you there, Bob?
Hello, Tom, Larry.
How you doing, Tom?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, Tom, I've got your Notorious Notebook.
Oh, great. Great. Thank you for the contribution.
No problem. It was worth it. I just have one question for the both of you. I imagine you probably both of you are familiar with that video, Theft by Deception.
Yeah.
I just went and watched that again the other day, and I was just wondering what your thoughts on it was. I thought it was the most thorough examination of the tax code that was ever laid out that I've ever seen. That's all I want to know is what you thought of, because a lot of the stuff you're talking about, related subjects, are in that video.
Larkin's a good friend of mine. And I applaud Larkin for he sat down for a year to put together that video, and then the DVD of that. Larkin did a good job, but I mean no offense by this next comment, but there's more to the story than even appears there.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, because I was just wondering if there's some holes in there that he didn't explore.
Well, the fundamental law regulations, Ralph Whittington, back in about 1988 and 1989, he's the one that started promoting that, and the movement has used and cited the fundamental law regulations, which incidentally I've got posted over my website, for a number of years. But Larkin, Larkin's got a good way of looking at things and, putting things together, and I like what he did with that video. Those fundamental law regulations are real important. The problem is that, that's the reason why this CD of the old tax regulations and the tax acts is made available. The tax acts, and this is something Larkin didn't know, they all have those old fundamental law regulations in there. And, it's just not one or two, but it's in all the acts, including to the regulations for today. The fundamental law reg is under Section 312 today, which is very indicative of something.
Okay, well, thank you, guys. Keep up the fight.
Good enough. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for the call. Larry, we got, it's been a terrific... show. We're fixing to hit a break here, and then all we're going to be able to do is close out. So, what do you figure? Where do you think we're going to need to head here? By the way, I want to mention somebody called you and me the Dream Team, and I'm going to take some credit here.
Okay.
You and I teamed up on this case. It's the first one that you and I have teamed up on, sort of a tag team thing. I did the janitorial work, and you did the executive department. And look at what the result was.
Yeah.
So I've got to say, hey, I see the formation of a good, strong alliance here, because that's been part of the problem is that, you've provided a good platform for people time after time after time. And it takes a lot of preparation for them to get up and take advantage of the opportunity that you present them to make their case. And I tell you what, this Bennett case is really rewarding that I was able to play a small part in that. But I do see the formation of a recipe here, a way of having both hands ready to clap.
Yes, I agree 100%. But, there's more to this story than you're even telling the audience.
I know that. But like what? What did I leave out?
Oh, well, other cases, too.
And, well, there are other cases, too, but they haven't come to fruition yet. And
yeah,
some
that's true.
Some adults have been derailed.
Yeah. Well, you know, by the idiot, the tinfoil hat stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah, and this is part of the problem we were talking about, that people jump. They want it to be easy. They want it to be simple. So when you get in here and you say, okay, this is all the work that's got to be done, roll up your sleeves and let's get to work. And they say, oh, well, I don't want to do all that. I want something easy.
Yeah.
I want somebody to give me a silver bullet so I can just, you know.
Accept that indictment for value.
Yeah, I'll accept that in whatever in the heck that is. You know,
Well, that happens to be a belief that an indictment is a financial instrument, like a promissory note or a security or of some type. Gee.
You know, well, what did we have before the UCC, Larry?
Well, we had a whole bunch of hodgepodge, different state laws that related to a wide variety of business matters.
We're running into a break, but I want to close on that point today. I want to make that whole. And we'll be right back after this break.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy, we're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
And it's hard to imagine, but here we are wrapping up another two-hour segment of the Live Free Zone, coming into the stretch. And we wanted to talk about, to make this point about this UCC nonsense. Larry, prior to the UCC, we had the first attempt to make negotiable instrument laws uniform, And it was called just that, the Negotiable Instrument Law, the NIL.
Right.
And Louisiana stuck with that NIL until in the 90s, and finally decided that it didn't want to be the only one, sore thumb, and went with the UCC. But the Negotiable Instrument Law is really what the UCC is. It's a law of negotiable instruments. Now, if you get an indictment, is that a negotiable instrument? Is that
no, as we were talking on my program today, there's at least four elements for any type of a negotiable instrument. There has to be a maker. There has to be a promise to pay a specific amount of money over a certain period of time at a date certain. Those are the elements of a promissory note. An indictment
right.
is not, has no promise to pay on it. It's maybe signed by a grand jury foreman, but what in the world does it promise to pay anything that you can turn around and accept as a commercial instrument?
But wouldn't it be nice if you could just, if it's a negotiable instrument, wouldn't it be nice if you could just donate that indictment to a person of your choice?
Yeah.
Probably, you know, wouldn't it be, I know some people I'd like to transfer an indictment to.
Yeah.
And say, hey, put this booger on him. You know, I don't know what in the world these people are thinking, but I do know what they're feeling. And what they're feeling is, I don't want to work.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to put forth effort. I want somebody to save me without me having to get up off of my butt and spend time and effort and pour over things I don't understand until I do understand them.
Yeah.
So that I can then defend myself whenever a prosecuting attorney stands up and waves something at me and claims it's one thing. Lucky, on at least three occasions you described to me, had those confrontations with the assistant U.S. attorney, and every time he understood the law and the cases well enough to tell that prosecutor, no, you're wrong. It doesn't say that. There's no liability in Section 1. And he came back and he was Brueschaber. He corrected him on Brueschaber and said, no, you're misciting, you're misquoting the case. Now, that takes effort.
Yeah.
Especially for a layman to be able to jump in there and absorb and digest and be prepared to defend. You don't get that from a pill. You don't get that from a silver bullet. And a lot of people just aren't willing to put forth the effort to be the other hand to clap with your opportunity and platform that you can provide them to put their case on.
True.
Yeah. Now, before we run out of time here, and it's fixing to happen any second now, I want to just tell you how much I appreciate you coming on the show.
And it's always a pleasure, Tommy.
And answer these questions. And I want to tell you that it's just impossible for me to exaggerate how proud I am of the win that Utah logged for us this week. It's just a fantastic accomplishment.
This has been an exciting week. We've had the verdict in Wesley Snipes, and we've had this one. So I hope we have more.
Yeah, there were acquittals in Wesley Snipes. I mean, that's not to be scoffed at just because it wasn't a clean sweep. And as you will point out, it's not over.
Yeah.
And as my favorite philosopher was fond of saying, it ain't over till it's over.
Yeah.
Of course, my favorite saying of his is that making predictions is tough, especially about the future.
Well, let's argue about a prediction 11 months from now. Is LSU going to be national champs?
Twice in a row. I'm not going to make that prediction, but I will say I hope they are. I hope
well,
they
we
are.
Stole
you know, their
your
team
coach.
Is young. Their team is young. They're
we
going to carry
stole your
much.
Coach.
Yeah, I know you got our coach, but you know it takes more than know-how. Just like you and I are talking, we know how to put a case on, but we got to have a guy that can get out there and carry the ball.